KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. If you just tuned in, you heard us talking with Under His Construction about the live nativity coming up on December 16th and 17th, all the way at the south end of 2nd Street, just before 2nd Street runs into I-25 down there. And we have actually tickets to give away. If you're interested in going, we have tickets for the nativity for December 16th and 17th. What we'll do is, until we don't have tickets, each caller calling us at 505-338-5790 will give you a ticket, and you can invite someone to go with you, but they'll need to get a ticket. But we do have single tickets to give away, and again, for the first five callers at 505-338-5790, Jared will take your call, take your information, and we'll make sure to get those ticket or that ticket to you. 505-338-5790 right now for the first five callers. We'll make those tickets available to Journey to Jesus, and you'll find the information about that at underhisconstruction.org. In studio with us, Guy and Tom are both here. They are working just outside our studios. Tirelessly, you guys. It's Operation Christmas Child season. Tom, pull that mic right up to you, buddy. There you go. The end of the collection isn't far off, Tom. How far are we
collecting until Monday.
Okay.
This coming Monday, so we're open 8 to 5 on Monday.
Yep.
And every day up until then.
8 to 5 daily between now.
Well, we're open 8 to 5 today, Thursday, Friday, then on Saturday we're open 10 to 5.
Okay.
Then Sunday after service 1 to 5.
Okay.
And then all day on Monday. So Monday the 21st is the final day to get your shoebox in.
All right. And Guy's in studio with us now. Guy, you've been doing this a little while.
21 years.
Yeah.
Year-round volunteer for 21 years.
Is that when Franklin Graham launched Operation Christmas Child?
No, he actually sort of took it over in 1993.
Okay.
After a gentleman in England started it the year before.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these, people call them shoeboxes if you want. I remember one year they were really pushing their gift boxes, you guys. Might there be shoes in the boxes?
Maybe sandals or thongs or something to that, or a very lightweight pair of shoes.
Yeah, but for those unfamiliar with the ministry, Tom, how would you tell someone who said Operation Christmas Child? What's that all about?
Well, you can go on to the Operation Christmas Child website, or you can just pack a shoebox from your closet. You don't need a special shoebox, but... So you want to include like a wow item, maybe a soccer ball, a doll, a race car. School supplies are always nice to have, even something as simple as a harmonica, yo-yos.
Yeah.
I
know there's certain items that specifically they ask do not put in the boxes. Guy, what would you say to that?
Well, unfortunately, no food items, not even hard candy, nothing, not anything that they can eat. And we used to do this until recent years, no toothpaste, nothing liquid. So like no shampoo, hair rinse, mouthwash, nothing that's liquid that might soil the gift in transit. A big thing, no war-related figurines or war-related material.
Yeah, and I know, I'm going to say, I assume the big reason part of that is the places that these gift boxes are going all over the globe. Is that right, Tom?
That's correct. We're trying to spread the gospel of Jesus, not war.
Yeah.
And they go to over 100 countries at different times of the different years.
And you know, to some of what Tom was talking about, listen, if you go to SamaritansPurse.org, you'll find Operation Christmas Child, and there's all kinds of great information there, including Tom, specifically what to put in the box. And what I love about this, too, it shows what to get for a little girl, what to get for a little boy, I should say, or up to a young woman, young man, because gifts are for kids up to age 14.
That's correct. So exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And they actually separated into different age groups and what to put into the gift box. Guy, I think you mentioned school supplies, and if you or Tom did, and actually under school supplies, if you click the little arrow, there's a big long list.
Yeah.
Yep. Of specific
the markers, crayons, coloring books. They love stickers.
Yeah,
you know, one thing I might mention is that's a really touching. An inclusion would be just include a picture of your family and write them a little note.
You know,
so it's real. It's that much more meaningful to the child that's receiving the box.
Are you guys familiar with if any of the people who have done that have really ended up getting kind of a pen pal a relationship started with any of the kids overseas?
They have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. I knew years ago there was a gal who came to visit at Calvary Church where we're doing the collection, who was a child who had received one of these boxes. And to see them grown and in a relationship with Christ and supporting OCC now.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, you just never know where God's going to take it, you know.
Yeah.
You put it out there and let him do the work.
Guy?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, about every few years we have what we call a full circle.
Uh-huh.
Somebody that got a gift when they were 10 years old that changed their life. I remember one recipient, she said the most favorite thing that she got in her gift was her own washcloth with a bar of soap.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
And there's a lot of other stories. We had a full circle, he was from Africa, I believe, and he did a presentation at Hope Christian School here. He was dynamic, he was entertaining, he was probably 18, 20 years old, and the kids just loved him over there at Hope, and we loved him too. He was very, very good and really appreciative. And the funny thing is, when wherever he lived in Africa, one year he got a scarf. You know, like a winter scarf.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Well, guess what? His dad became a pastor. And you know where he became a pastor? Buffalo, New York. So that scarf came in handy.
Yeah. Listen, my family, mom and dad, are both from the Buffalo area. So I'm well acquainted. And living. Listen, Buffalo's cold. We lived in Anchorage for 4 or 5 years. Buffalo's colder than Anchorage. Hand of providence there. God knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Now we talk about the items that are put into the boxes. We'll talk a little more about that and of course remind people how to pack and where to take the boxes. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do a little more with Tom and Guy, both here from Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse. That's after the break. On ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
KLYT's ABQ Connect. And today, we're letting you know about the final drop-off for Operation Christmas Child with Samaritan's Purse at Calvary Church is happening on Monday. But between now and Monday, plenty of time to pack boxes and get them prepared for young boys and girls all over the world. And in studio with us, Tom and Guy are both here. And one of the things we were talking about a little bit off the air is the opportunity for this to be not only an outreach to the children all over the globe that are receiving these boxes with toys. And I'm going to get to in a minute what else is included in the box. But what a great opportunity, Tom, for families to do this together.
Exactly. So you can include your children. They love it. I've done it with both my kids and now my grandkids.
Yeah.
I have 5 grandkids, and they love it. And they have some great ideas. And one of the questions is, well, where is the box going to go? Because it makes a difference if you're buying them a hat or socks or sandals. But I can't tell you where the box is going to go. But, you know, just let the Lord put it in your heart and take control. You know? You
can tell them it's going to go to a little boy or a little girl.
It's going to be meaningful no matter what you put in there.
Yeah.
And I
know some people, Guy, I don't know if you've heard this over the years. A lot of families purpose, okay, I've got a little 10-year-old boy. We're going to go shopping for a 10-year-old boy.
Yep, that's right. And I have twin daughters and also two boys. And we would go the 2 to 4 range, the 5 to 9 range, and my sons would usually do the 10 to 14 range. And one thing that we like to put in them, especially for a boy, a hat, but for all of them, we like to put balls in them, you know, just bouncing balls. Uh-huh. And then we usually try to include a pair of shorts or a T-shirt. Seems like a lot of them go to, you know, hot environments, hot climates and stuff. So we do include a little bit of clothes and stuff. But we go shopping. And after shopping, we come back, and I got an air hockey table in my living room. We got all the empty shoe boxes there, and we'll pack them all, and then we have a nice little family dinner get together, and we've been doing that for about 20-ish years.
Yeah, and so you made it a tradition.
Yeah,
really. Yeah. And now are your kids, your grown kids? I'm assuming.
Yeah, and now my grandkids, my grandkids, you know, they're, you know, like 10 and. Well, now they're actually 12 and 14 now. They grow up fast, don't they? But anyway, they're really into it, and they put their heart and soul into it. And, you know, and it's just a great experience. I take pictures, and I usually post them on Facebook, too, just to advertise it a little bit and just say, hey, it's that time of year.
Well, it's a great family tradition. And, of course, we all, you know, associate gift giving with Christmas time. Sometimes lost in the mix is the good news about the greatest gift of all, but it's not the case with Operation Christmas Child. Every single box has the gospel in the box. Is that right, guys?
That's right.
Yeah, so the greatest journey.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to be a part of this, really the thing to do is go to SamaritansPurse.org, look at the list of items needed, do you encourage people to get the Operation Christmas Child boxes, or is there options that they can consider?
Well, we're limited on how many of those, what we call GO boxes, gospel opportunities. We only get so many here at Calvary. We only get so many here in central New Mexico. So, and probably twice as many as we collect, or half as many as we collect every year, are not the GO boxes. They're boxes from the shoes you buy or plastic boxes that you can buy at various retail stores.
You know, a few, probably several years back, probably a decade ago or more, I saw someone first pack in one, you know, a plastic shoebox size that's got a secure lid. I saw that and I thought, well, that itself in a third world area
is a need.
Is a gift.
And, well, and they can reuse the box all year.
Yeah.
And they'll remember where they got that box from.
Yeah.
It's going to have meaning in itself. You know, the other ones are cardboard. So
right.
The new Samaritan's Purse boxes are a lot tougher and stronger than they used to be. They've modified them to corrugated cardboard.
Well, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Tom and Guy. They're both volunteering at the collection at Calvary Church for the Operation Christmas Child with Samaritan's Purse. And you still have time to pack a box for a boy or girl. Go to SamaritansPurse.org. And on the website, you'll find on there real easy information on how you can get a box packed and what to put in the box. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org. And Tom, you nailed the times. I'm going to let you run through that again. Between now and Monday, what times can they drop off the gift boxes at Calvary Church, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on Osuna, just west of Jefferson?
Okay, again, today we're open 8 to 5. So Thursday and Friday, we're open 8 to 5 as well. On Saturday, it'll be 10 to 5. And then on Sunday, after we have church services, we're open 1 to 5 in the afternoon. And then the final day is Monday, November 21st from 8 to 5, and it'll be in the east parking lot of Calvary Church.
Okay. Kind of hard to miss, isn't it, Guy?
Yeah, there's big semi-trailers out there. And the one thing I would say, because we have occasionally had an issue on Monday, the last day, if they could get them here a little bit before 5, because we're trying to close the trailers and get them out of the parking lot by 5 o'clock.
Right. Now, any idea, guys, how many gift boxes we've seen leave Albuquerque each year?
You know, anywhere from, well, years ago, 12, 14, 15,000, but I think our highest number for Central New Mexico, which all come through the Calvary Church here in Albuquerque, 27 to 28,000 shoebox gifts.
Okay. It would be okay to top that this year, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, we'll try.
We filled up 4 semi-trailers last year.
Yep.
So there you go.
That's a lot of boxes. I think we did 24, 25,000.
That's a lot of work, too. Yeah,
guys. It is a lot of work. a lot of lifting.
Yeah, I used to drive a forklift years ago, and I know, you know, what it takes to unload just one, you know, 22 skids off of a truck, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, and each one of those 28-foot trailers hold 350 cartons, somewhere between 5,000 and 5,600 shoeboxes in them.
Yeah. Well, not too late to participate in this. Guys, anything else I've left out that we need to share with the listener?
No, I think you covered it all.
I think you covered it, Tom. You did a great job.
We still got plenty of time, though, so don't think you've missed the opportunity for this year. So, you know, even if you have to grab a shoebox from home, you can gift wrap it if you like.
Yeah.
And, you know, the important thing is you participate and get it out there and, you know, help bring the gospel to the far ends of the earth.
Yeah.
Guy?
Well, one thing, we may have some. Did we get some shoeboxes back
there?
We actually have a few shoeboxes here that we could hand out for anybody that wants to do, you know, pack a gift here the last few days. But also the craft stores, some of the craft stores, they sell some of them sell the actual Samaritan's Purse red and green plastic shoeboxes too. I don't know if I'm allowed to say a name, but
you don't want to say a store name, but there are stores that have. And they're plastic.
Yeah, the craft stores have those.
Oh, okay.
If they haven't run out of them already.
Yeah, all right.
But also another thing, Steve, is there's a lot of good stories out there, and the people that bring us, you know, the shoe boxes. I had a woman, her name's Marlene. She's 80-something years old. She's been doing these in her modest home, one-car garage. It's an assembly line for packing shoe boxes. She has done through the years. She's winding down a little bit, but through the years, 200 to 500 shoe boxes in a year she's packed.
All those lives herself. That are being changed by a single person is something any of us can do, is put together a gift box full of not only toys and items needed where they are elsewhere in the world, but of course with the gospel of Jesus Christ, Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child, and guys, so much appreciate Guy and Tom, so much appreciate you guys coming in and volunteer. Can guys sign up for next year?
Absolutely. So they can get a hold of me through Calvary or on the website for Samaritan's Purse.
All right. Well, so, thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect. And hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you. Good to be here, Steve. Thank you.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.